Evanoff Communications online news update.
It's 23 degrees in Brantford, 22 in Hamilton, 23 in Kitchener-Waterloo. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. Prime Minister Mark Carney had a phone conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump today. A statement from the Prime Minister's office called the call productive and wide-ranging. It said the leaders discussed current trade challenges, opportunities, and shared priorities in a new economic and security relationship. Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand has had her first official meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, D.C. today. Neither Anand nor Rubio took questions from reporters, but shook hands in front of Canadian and American flags. The visit comes amid ongoing tensions in the bilateral relationship. The U.S. recently boosted duties on Canada to 35% on some goods, in addition to tariffs on steel, aluminum, copper, and autos. Ontario's financial watchdog says the province's economy has recently started to feel the impact of American tariffs, shedding 38,000 jobs. Financial Accountability Officer Jeffrey Novak says in a report today that economic indicators for the second quarter of 2025 are mostly negative. Employment in particular took a hit, with most of the job losses felt in the manufacturing sector. Novak says the effects of tariffs are being particularly felt in Windsor, which has a large manufacturing base, and its unemployment rate rose 1.9% in the second quarter to 11.2%, the highest in the province. Air Canada says it is expanding its reimbursement policy for customers affected by cancellations during the recent flight attendant strike. In addition to refunding customers because of canceled flights between August 15th and 23rd, Air Canada now says it will also cover reasonable expenses for hotel stays, meals, and other related costs during that period. The airline says it may take 4 to 6 weeks for reimbursement. Air Canada says it continues to ramp up its operations and expects to provide close to its full network schedule by Friday. First-round play at the Canadian Women's Open is underway at the Mississauga Golf and Country Club today. Several of the biggest names in women's golf, including Brooke Henderson of Smiths Falls, Ontario, teed off this afternoon. A quiet day for the Toronto Blue Jays. The team is off after dropping a 2-1 decision to Pittsburgh yesterday afternoon. The Jays will face the Marlins in Florida tomorrow night. Light 92 weather. Clear this evening, 13 overnight. Friday, sunshine, 26 the high. Saturday and Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud both days, with the chance of showers, temps in the mid-20s. Right now in Brantford, it's 23 degrees, 22 in Hamilton, and 23 in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.